This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program here, and it is the live Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We talked a lot, maybe, about healthcare in the first hour. You can still comment on that if you want. But in another court ruling that I thought was of interest, what are they called? There's a certain group here. It's Project Veritas. That's what it is. They did some undercover work with government bureaucrats recording videos, and it's gone through the court system now, at least all the way up to the federal district court level, where a judge made a very positive ruling as far as holding government bureaucrats accountable is concerned. We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. But we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We do, in addition to our toll-free numbers, have our Discord on-air call-in line room. So if you want to sound better, you want to be a 21st century caller and sound like, you know, you are almost sitting in the studio with us here, just get into our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm and then jump into one of our on-air call-in line rooms right there at the top. That's where Harambe Hot Sauce is on the line from Ontario, Canada. Hello, Harambe Hot Sauce. You're on the air.
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Okay, so I got a story, but first, I have a question.
All right.
Do you like Chef Boyardee?
No.
And I haven't had it in a long time. It's pretty below average.
But you've had it before, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
When I was 14.
Well, Boyardee.
So our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, a federal judge ruled Monday that Americans have the right to secretly record public officials, including police, when they're engaged in their government duties. U.S. District Chief Judge Patty Saris said a Massachusetts law banning secret recordings violates the First Amendment when it comes to government employees, rejecting the state's claims that officials need some space to be able to operate without having to worry about being monitored.
Okay. Well, okay. First off, it's an attorney's job to argue their client's case. Now, when it comes to the client being the government, that means we all have to pay for this crap. So, it raises the standard, I think, a little bit. But the idea that a public servant getting paid public funds on public time is somehow deserving, has a right to some kind of privacy. I mean, yeah, sure, when they go on their break, they can use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Nobody should be able to following them in there and taking pictures of that. But,
well, that's why they have a door that you can close on the bathroom stall.
Yeah, indeed they do.
But if I want to follow a government bureaucrat into a public bathroom, I should be able to do that too. I wouldn't do it, mind you, but if it's a public restroom, I should be able to go in there with a video camera.
Now, then why not be able to go into the stall of that they're in?
Because it's locked.
Well, what if you managed to stop them from locking? You push on the door. I disagree with you on that. It sounds like I do not believe that a-holes should be able to be a-holes. No, I disagree with that notion. But I will say that yes, if they're doing their job and using the bathroom is just something normal people do, not doing your job. If they're doing their job, yes, they should be able. You should be able to record them. Most of the time, that's probably going to be boring, but that's you should be able to do it.
Yeah, there was a situation here in New Hampshire, in the Keene area, where myself, as well as other activists, were doing what was called Robin Hooding, where we would follow around the parking meter person, the parking enforcer, actually would walk in front of them, technically.
Right, that's pretty important. If you want to stop them from putting coins in meters, you have to be in front of them, not behind them.
Well, we're not stopping them from putting coins in meters. We would put coins in meters and preventing them from writing tickets. And they got so frustrated. They would frequently run into the city buildings and hide and wait, hoping that we would go away before they would come back out and try to resume. So they would like play these little games where they try to avoid
cameras.
You.
You've managed to keep parking enforcers off the streets?
Yeah, I forgot to mention that usually there were cameras involved.
Thank you
for
your
service.
Not always.
Not always. I usually would not record video while I was doing the Robin Hooding, but I would have a camera at the ready in case I needed it for something, in case they wanted to, you know, get up in my face or something like that or be rude. But my point was that it wasn't unheard of that they would actually literally go in and hide in a bathroom somewhere in the hopes that the Robin Hooders would disappear. And the way the city tried to paint that picture was they claimed that we're threatening, intimidating, and harassing their poor, poor parking enforcement employees. The reality is they're government workers. And when they are, as you said, on the job, they should be on the record, which means that you should be able to record, not only record them, but say whatever it is that you want to say to them. If you got some choice words for the parking enforcer that's leaving you a ticket, you should be able to chew them out right there on the streets and not have a cop come arrest you for criminal harassment over it. And by the way, I never participated in any kind of, you know, insulting of these people, but calling a spade, some people will consider an insult. So if you point out that, hey, you're threatening people, this is your job. Your job is to threaten people. That's what you're doing, writing that ticket for that mom, that single mom that's in the library right now. Oh, calling the tow company to have her car towed. You're hurting that person. You're doing a bad thing as a job, and you should stop. Those are all true statements as far as I'm concerned, and those are my opinions, and it's well within my free speech rights to express those to these people. They sued us over it, and they lost at the New Hampshire Supreme Court, where it was ruled this is straight-up free speech.
Again and again, they sued several. They had several different
They had more than one suit, yeah, and they lost them both. So, anyway, so I fully support the idea of being able to record surreptitiously, because we would just record them openly in right. the case of Robin Hooding.
Well, this is a question that's come up multiple times is, you know, if you inform some government bureaucrat or another that they're being recorded, the Glick decision makes it abundantly clear you can make money if they decide that that there's going to be some problems with you recording them.
Glick was the police. That was related to recording police. This new case is all government bureaucrats.
Great.
Are secretly recordable. And you're right, the government bureaucrat will change their behavior. If they know there's a camera on them, they're going to act differently than how they're going to act if they don't know there's a camera on them. And that's the value to the hidden camera approach, is you get to see what an actual interaction with this person is like, instead of an interaction with the person knowing they're on camera and behaving to the best of their ability or whatever. Although, to be fair, sometimes pulling out a camera does not create the best behavior in government bureaucrats. Sometimes they freak out and get angry, call the police, or if they are the police, they might attack you. So, I mean, there's definitely some risk in you know, visibly having a camera as well. But let me get into the story here in a moment. Let's go to your calls, though, and thoughts. George is on the line in Wisconsin. George, where are you calling from in Wisconsin tonight?
Janesville.
Excellent. Listening to WCLO. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Asset forfeiture has been a big issue for a small number of people, but it's in the Supreme Court now, and there's a case that, if you're not aware of it, I would encourage you to follow.
Okay. What is that?
Asset forfeiture is when the police take your money or your property without due process of law, simply by...
That's civil asset forfeiture, but just to be clear.
Right. And
well, they still take your stuff with criminal asset forfeiture, too.
With criminal asset forfeiture, you get a day in court. You get a day in court. If you lose, they may take your stuff. Civil asset forfeiture, they charge the stuff as though it's a living, breathing entity, mm-hmm. and then you have to attempt to get your stuff back. Some cases, you don't even know what's happened.
What's the case that
you're... Yeah, you have to get it back.
What's the case you're referring to?
You know, I just heard it over YouTube, and I do not have a reference at this point, but I'm sure it wouldn't be too hard to get a citation on the case. But anyway, oral arguments are apparently over, so there should be something coming down soon.
Reason.com has a story here, actually published, looks like today. that I believe is about this, as a matter of fact. We'll take a closer look at it. Thanks for the heads up, George. I appreciate hearing from you on asset forfeiture. The U.S. Supreme Court apparently has agreed to consider an asset forfeiture challenge out of Indiana. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that as we learn more. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line room, so head over to discord.lrn.fm and hop into one of those if you like. If you want to sound almost like you're in the studio here with us. Of course, if you say something that we can't put on the radio, we'll just dump your call and you'll only be heard by the 12 people watching us on Twitch. And so it'll be basically a waste of your time and ours. So keep that in mind. Mark?
Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author John Hansen is giving away a book that covers 37 items you must have to survive a crisis. Things that can save your life in an economic collapse or a grid-down event at freeescapebook.com. The Escape Book Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis, is free for a limited time at freeescapebook.com. These 37 items don't come from some internet list. Instead, these items come from Jason's experience as a CIA officer where he had escape bags. In his free book, he also gives advice on what are the best guns, knives, flashlights, water filters, and everything else to have an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your copy at freeescapebook.com.
All right, we go to your calls and thoughts. Then we'll get into this story here that our last caller brought up. The federal asset forfeiture, or various different levels of asset forfeiture, apparently it's going to the Supreme Court. And Reason.com has an article published apparently today about that, so we can share that with you, too. Some interesting court-related news here tonight on Free Talk Live. But, of course, your calls come first, so let's talk to Free Market Penguin on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, it's funny you mentioned calls getting dropped. I was just thinking about actually another show I was listening to was talking about the cuss dump. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't you don't put anybody on like right away, typically after a break, because it takes a while for the cuss dump to build up.
That's correct. That's how the technology works. Yeah, it has to build a delay, and so we have to rebuild it every single return from break.
That's interesting. Yeah, I've looked it up a long time ago. The basics how it works, because I think it's really interesting to be able to do that with so-called live radio.
Yeah, it is an old technology that goes all the way back to like the days of reel to reel. Now it's of course digital, and there's just a little box that sits in our rack that does all the magic.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to be able to do that. But what I wanted to talk about is the first hour's topic that was the healthcare system. And it's just really, I think it's really important to kind of lay out the actual nature of the issue. So a lot of, libertarians and conservative types might be listening on the radio tonight. You have a pretty big audience on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. I think you're printed in a lot of markets by football. But anyways, you have a pretty big audience. And they might be saying, oh, this big, bad socialist government is coming down on the businesses that provide our health care. And what you have to really realize is that, that you have two actual solutions to the health care problems. We'll get into what the health care problems are. But two big solutions would be like single payer, which has, of course, a litany of its own issues. And you have a totally free market, which, has challenges, but what doesn't. But
I would consider single payer to be a solution. That to me is a further breakage of healthcare, because it breaks the market. It destroys freedom. It destroys choice and competition.
Oh, it's a bad solution. I would support it. But the ACA, Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, that is straight from the Heritage Foundation. It's the most absolutely conservative capitalist solution to the problems, which were, of course, as you've covered, created by government regulation and other things. And all these solutions, a solution had to be put in place. There's several. Obviously, Bush's drug plan and all that stuff had to be put in place that tried to solve the problems of people that cannot receive, forget afford. People, human beings aren't getting health care because of government regulation. So, I mean, government's regulating to fix another problem that government caused, which was put in to fix another problem government caused. People should be able to, just in the end, from an anarchist free market perspective, people should be able to get health care. It is a thing people should be able to have, to afford. And the problem is these regulations are – something has to be done. These regulations are written by the people in the healthcare companies, the corporations – and or the people who are put into Congress by them, so that whatever solution it involves them providing health care for more people, mm-hmm. which solves that problem, but then making profits, so the government subsidizing it when they don't, according to the new rules, and the government making them share the costs and all these things that work in their favor. I mean, in a free market, yeah, they may not make the billions of dollars of economic profit. They won't make the billions of dollars of economic profits that they do receive right now. But
maybe they would if they were serving their customers. If they are doing good work, if they're helping people, then they'll make money.
But in a free market, there would be so much more competition, so much more innovation, so much more choices and freedom. That I mean, the people would be better off, and the people providing it would be well off too. But they wouldn't be these government corporations that write these regulations in order to completely skew the marketplace in their favor.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's part of the problem with regulations. There's no doubt about
mercantilism,
it.
Mercantilism, and it's alive and well.
Thanks for the call tonight, Free Market Penguin. Appreciate it there, and sound good there on the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Just need the Discord app on your device, whatever device you happen to use, and then jump into one of those Discord on-air call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm.
He's right about this, is that whomever has the most money is the one who's going to have the laws written in their favor.
Yep.
And that's just how it goes.
No doubt about it. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We go to Mark. He's in Boston listening online. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I was wanting to talk about the Bitcoin. It's Mark from Boston. You guys are libertarians. And you guys are for gay marriage, is that correct?
Well, I think most people who are libertarians are for the individual's ability to choose to do whatever it is they want with themselves, which includes getting married to whoever they want to get married to. So whether it's gay marriage or polyamory polyamory is not the thing with the multiple wives, is it?
Bigamy.
Bigamy, yeah.
I would have to say that. Polygamy. I don't think that the government should be involved in marriage at all, whether it's between men, women, or gay people, whatever it is. I don't think they should be involved.
The libertarian platform just seems degenerate. I think you guys are kind of sick. You guys are down with the homos, and I don't like that. I like the conservative how you do mm-hmm. the money stuff, but being sick and down with the homos and liking the animals.
Let me ask you this:
doing the animals.
What policy would you put in place to get rid of the homos?
Do you really want his answer?
I don't know. I mean,
I'll hold on to him if you really want.
Pretty obviously a crank call.
Yeah. Do you really want his answer?
Well, here, a rhetorical question to the audience. You might may or may not like people being gay, but there's nothing you're going to do about it. You can't stop it.
Right, what are you going to do about it? Well, didn't they have laws against sodomy in some places and probably still do?
I'm sure. They probably cut the hands off of plenty of gay guys.
Well, that didn't stop them either. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Thanks, Mark.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
The family of a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who was killed in Border Patrol custody is seeking answers and a transparent investigation into the girl's death. The family was trying to sneak into the country illegally when they were detained by Border Patrol agents. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen tells Fox News what she knows about this case.
What happened here was they were about 90 miles away from where we could process them. They came in such a large crowd that it took our Border Patrol folks a couple times to get them all. We gave immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation.
On Saturday, President Trump took part in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. The president made an unscheduled stop as volunteers placed wreaths at the graves of America's fallen heroes. This was the 27th annual Wreaths Across America event, which honors veterans during the holidays. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. We got asset forfeiture coming up in the news. We'll talk about that when we get a chance. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome here on Free Talk Live. Open phones, as always, as we do at 7 nights per week. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And also, I want to let you know, if you've been interested in accepting cryptocurrency at your point of sale, at your business, a real-life merchant, you know, you got an actual cash register, people coming in, buying stuff, and you want to take things like Bitcoin or Dash, maybe some of the others like Zen or Zcash, you can do that with AnyPay. Go to anypay.global and get signed up over there. In fact, you can actually, if you've got an Android device at your point of sale, you can just download their app directly to your Android device. iOS, that's coming. If you have iOS, there's a way to have AnyPay on that device. You just have to use a web browser for now. They're working on the official app that's in the pipes. So go to anypay.global to get started, or just download the app if you've got the Android device. And the app, once you load that up, you can actually register from within the app. So you don't even have to go to the website to get registered now. So they're making things
that easy.
Yeah, they're making things even easier than they were before, and they were already pretty easy to accept cryptocurrency at your real life business through anypay.global. As we go to more of your calls and thoughts, also still we've got to talk about the court ruling that backs up the right to record secretly government officials. And I think this is big news. Hopefully it will continue to be upheld in upper courts, but we can talk more about it coming up here in moments. First, to the phones and to the fun. It's Eugene in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, Eugene. Hey, are you on a speakerphone?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you on like a speakerphone or something like that?
Yeah, how's that sound? Is that a little bit better?
All right, that's better. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, yeah, I wanted to call in about the fast food industry and what I think they're doing with the meat now.
Okay.
Well, I went into, are you familiar with Del Taco?
I've seen them. Are they West Coast?
Well, there's a couple here in Detroit, but okay. I think they are more West Coast, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever eaten at one of them, but I'm familiar with the brand existing.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a Taco Bell, you know.
Sure.
Well, anyhow, I went in there, and I've been ordering the same thing, Crab Andy burritos there for a couple of years now.
All right.
And the last couple months, they said they were going to discontinue them, you know, and that was totally fine. But now, well, they were making them for me. They just weren't on the menu. You know, I would just have to say, you know, I want the Arab Andy burrito. And they said, okay, we'll make it. Well, now they're refusing to make it for me.
Okay. Maybe they don't have the stuff, the ingredients.
It was called Arab Andy burrito?
Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a strange name for a burrito at a taco place.
Well, I think they were such a big fan of him, and his, and like, I don't know if it was like promoting or something.
Wait
like
a
that.
Minute, this is a YouTube person, right? I feel like we've heard this guy's name before, Arab Andy.
You might have heard him.
Yeah, there is no Arab Andy. A quick googling of the Arab Andy burrito suggests that perhaps you just want to say
I still want to
Arab
hear the rest of the call.
Andy
I still,
all over the radio several times.
I still want to hear the rest of the call. I know it's fake, but
go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was, you know, I'm just disappointed. You know, like I said, I was ordering them for years.
Uh huh.
They said they were going to discontinue them.
Uh huh.
But I thought I would be able to, you know, still order them.
Right. Uh-huh. But now they're refusing to allow you.
Have it on the official menu, which is
uh-huh.
okay.
Okay. You
know? But now they're trying to just not serve me, serve it at all to me.
Okay.
Which really upsets me.
Okay. Hit me with the punchline.
I'm sorry?
Hit me with the punchline.
Yeah, you just said everything you said
right.
over
I've heard
again.
The whole story twice now.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to get your thoughts on what, you know, what you guys would do if you were in the same situation as me.
Okay.
I'd hang up on you and call it anti-Semitism.
Well, now, wait a minute. We don't know what Arab Andy does or what his channel's about. You don't know if it's anti-Semitic or whatever. He might be an Arab.
That's why. That's why it's anti-Semitic.
Wait, are all Arabs anti-Semitic?
There's Semites also.
I'm confused.
I'm sorry, the Jews...
Why would he be a self-hating Semite?
No, the Taco Bell won't serve the Arab Andy burrito.
You're saying that makes them anti-Semitic?
Yeah, clearly.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Not Taco Bell, Del Taco.
Del Taco.
Yeah, whatever.
I want to say thanks to Eugene for the call. As far as what would you do, let's take the question seriously. Look, the fact is these taco places and whatever, you know, Starbucks or whatever.
A restaurant gets to choose what they want to serve when they want to serve it. If you don't like that, they're not serving
it. Hey, it's your way right away. That's Burger King's. But either way.
No, you can have it your way, I think is what
No, well, your way right away was one of theirs, and I think they changed it to you can have it your way. But anyway, my point is there's a certain set of ingredients they have, and they just mix them up in a different order, you know, like, and they call it different things.
Sure.
So as long as they still have the meat and the cheese or whatever it was that was on there, in most places you can order something custom. You know, they've got the Starbucks secret menu that you've heard about where people...
Yeah.
You haven't heard about that?
No.
I don't go to Starbucks, but we talked about this months and months ago, maybe even a couple of years ago on Free Talk Live, where not everybody at the Starbucks knows about the secret menu items as far as the employees are concerned, but as long as you can tell them what you want in the drink, they'll go ahead and make whatever's off,
sure.
off the menu for you because, you know, they want you to be happy. They want you to come back. They want you to get the thing you're looking for.
Right. They got to have the stuff, and if they don't have the stuff, then they're not going to make it for you. But in most restaurants... If they have the stuff to make your item, we'll make your item.
Right. I mean, as long as they didn't get rid of the, you know, Arab sauce or whatever it was, there was a special item or a special ingredient that went into that. Obviously, if they've gotten rid of that ingredient, then it's not going to work. But for the most part, yeah, you can go in and have Taco Bell or Del Taco make you something unique, they'll probably charge you whatever the most expensive item is on the menu and then throw in whatever you're looking for. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I would say, though, the quality of the crank calls has been on the increase tonight. We had a really bad one that we had to dump out.
Yeah.
Then we had an okay one, the guy from Boston. That was all right. You know, he was basically acting like he was some sort of ignorant, rude conservative. And we really didn't talk about the issues he brought up because it was right at the end of the segment, and then we came back and took another call. But let's talk about his call for just a moment. The suggestion that libertarians are, what was the word that he used?
Supporting the gays, the homos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the word that starts with a D, not quite divergent, but that we...
Oh, deviants.
Are deviants. Thank you for that. Yeah, that we're deviants because okay. We support the individual's right to, you know, live their life how they want, whether that be getting married to the person or
persons. A deviant would suggest that I have something to do with that. And the fact that I support people being able to contract with each other,
mm-hmm.
no matter what their gender, that doesn't mean that I am in some way a deviant.
Right. You don't have to support the contracts of the other people. You
right.
just have to support their right to contract. You would not necessarily do the same contract that they would be doing, but they should have the freedom to do those things. Because as we've seen with things like...
You know what's really great about gay guys? Not only are they not in competition for the women,
that's
but they
true.
Take another dude with them.
That's a good point. That's how I was.
What's the problem?
It. Yeah.
What is the problem, people?
It doesn't bother me at all. In fact, they some of them really like me, and one of them tossed in a donation into the Twitch chat room recently. So it's
yeah.
like, hey, man, thanks. I appreciate it. So, yeah, libertarians, that's what, you know, freedom-loving people want other people to be free. Now, not everybody's freedom-loving. Some people don't like the fact that other people get to make choices in their lives, and they don't agree with the choices that they make, and they want to outlaw them. We were talking about the war on drugs earlier tonight. We've got asset forfeiture that we can get into. These are all things...
Almost everybody has some kind of vice or whatever it is that they want to do and that they want to be left to do. And if you want to be left to do your vice, whatever it might be, you know, whether you eat the wrong things or you smoke the wrong things or, you know, whatever it is that you might want to do, you got to leave other people alone so that they can, so that you can do your thing too.
That is the
if
rule.
If you support the government stepping in and stopping other people from participating in their vices, then somebody's going to support them stepping in and doing something to yours.
It's inevitable. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And even if you are in charge of the government for a moment in time, there'll be coming a time
yep.
where you're not.
It's all going to change.
There's more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Live Saturday edition. We got some court-related headlines still to get through here, including the asset forfeiture story going. Apparently, there's a case going to the Supreme Court. Reasons got that story. Of course, we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. And by the way, thanks to Matt Peralt, who is a Free Talk Live Silver amplifier. An amplifier is somebody who supports this program with $5 per month. That's the silver level. You can do more if you want, but that's all we ask is the $5 per month. If you like what we're doing, talking about the ideas of liberty and freedom, peace and cryptocurrency, 7 nights a week live on the radio on not quite 200, over 190 radio stations from coast to coast, then and you want us to do more of that, like get to 300 stations, 400 stations, you know, get out there with the ideas of freedom to more people. And if it's worth $5 a month to you, we sure would appreciate you coming on board to the AMP program. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up. And you get some cool perks as an amplifier, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast. There's special supporters chat rooms on our Discord server. There's the AMP-only Facebook group, which, as I understand it, is still pretty active. So there's different perks available to you for amping the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin, BTC. And now we also have available, although not through the website, so you have to email me, ian@freetalklive.com, to get this. We have ACH withdrawals from your bank account, so we can just grab it right out of your bank account with your authorization, of course. And that actually means less of a fee to us, which means more of your money goes to the AMP program if you do that. But I've got to do it all manually at this point, and that's because it would cost a ridiculous amount of money to actually integrate it into our website. So don't mind performing the customer service task. Just get in touch with me directly if you want to do that e-check option. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Otherwise, learn more about the program there and sign up. We sure would appreciate it. You guys who are the amplifiers, have made a huge difference for us and made it really possible for the show to expand in a way that otherwise would not have been possible without your help. So it's ampamp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to your calls and thoughts. We got Matthew in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online.
Hey, guys. Dynamic hey. Duo of libertarianism. So last week I called in about the demonetization from Patreon of basically everybody who was, you know, to the right of Karl Marx on YouTube. Sargon of Akkad comes to mind, Computing Forever, and a few others, a few other noticeables. I don't know that they've gone after Stexenhammer 666, but it wouldn't surprise me if they had.
I've never heard of any of these people, but okay.
I see alternative media. There's an interesting group that YouTube is allowed to spring up on their, you know, their website, I guess.
Is that like this Arab Andy guy, the last dude called about, who went and apparently to a school in the University of Washington and played a bomb threat to people?
Yeah, Arab Andy is just an S poster.
Okay.
He's just basically gagging.
So these other guys are serious commentary?
The cops who arrested him are serious, though.
Yeah, the cops who arrested him were serious.
They're very,
they didn't
very
think
serious.
That was very funny.
No.
But they really critique
these young artists attempting to express themselves through bomb threats and you know, pulling fire alarms and stuff. I mean, the cops really critique that.
Around 5 p.m., a man walked into a classroom in Savory Hall on the University of Washington campus, filming with a phone in his hand. This is according to the University of Washington police. He asked for everyone's attention, and a pre-recorded message emitted from a speaker on his jacket announcing something to the effect of, "The C4 is charged," then a countdown began. People ran from the room and activated a fire alarm on their way out. That's not particularly funny. I mean, that's pretty
well. It's serious. It's funny when it doesn't when it just isn't happening to you right then. The guy deserves whatever charge he gets. He's threatening people.
Yeah.
Yeah, he at least deserves to be put in the stocks and people throw eggs at him. But at any rate,
so that'd be good.
After getting demonetized from Patreon, they went over to this other place called Subscribestar. And then Subscribestar came under attack. Now, Subscribestar is not trying to demonetize them, but PayPal suddenly said, you know, you don't really want to go to Subscribestar and pay money to Subscribestar, do you? And I'm like, wow, these people are not freaking kidding.
Hold on, I'm confused at what you're saying here. So there's these YouTube commenters who you're saying are not like this Arab Andy guy, but they're serious commenters.
Commentators.
Whatever.
Right.
What the hell's the difference between a commenter?
A commenter comments on a video.
Okay.
A commentator goes and does you know, some kind of audio or video.
Fair enough.
A commentator.
Got it.
They're commenters.
So commenters comment on the commentators.
That's correct.
That's what you're saying. So the
language, Ian.
These commentators on YouTube, they got kicked off of Patreon as far as fundraising is concerned. They went to this alternative platform, and PayPal... What did PayPal do exactly? I'm not clear on what you were saying.
PayPal is giving people who use PayPal to send money to Subscribestar.
Mm-hmm.
PayPal is giving them a hard time about that. I don't know that they've actually said, no, you can't do it. But they're like, are you sure you want to do this? And because Subscribestar is located in Russia. I don't know if that's the reason why.
So is it hold on, just to be clear. Is the Subscribestar, do they have a PayPal account, and PayPal's giving a extra special warning to anybody that wants to send money to their PayPal account, or what?
I think so. I think that is the case. Uh-huh. I'm not that familiar with modern tech. I just got a smartphone a few years ago.
So are you, you've not experienced this personally? You've heard about people experiencing this?
Yes, I have. I've heard about people.
Have you seen evidence that it's true? Meaning, you know, was there a screenshot or a video cast of what it looks like when somebody is going through this process?
Yeah, I did see Tim Cool had a screenshot of that on his YouTube channel.
And so it was different than normally, like, if I'm going to go and send you some money on PayPal, there's always a confirmation step, right? Like, you choose the person you're sending to, and it's like, are you sure you want to send this, or, you know, click this to finalize the deal. You're saying it's something in addition to that?
I think so, yes.
Okay. But they're still allowing the payment to be sent.
To my knowledge, I can't say that they are not allowing it to be
sent. I mean, this doesn't seem to be that big of a controversy here, if that's what's going on.
Yeah,
if they're allowing the customer to send...
I just think it's curious. That's all. It seems like the alternative media is kind of under attack. And then you hear about this group that's called Deplatform Hate. And it's run by a professor. I don't know if he actually runs it, but I think he's a central figure in it. From the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. His Twitter handle is Tiny Tim Squirrel. I'm like, really? Well, this guy is a menace.
Well, okay. So this whole Deplatform Hate concept, obviously that's the first I've heard of the organization, but we're familiar with what these folks have done. And, you know, they target platforms and they say, hey, take these people down. You shouldn't be doing business with these people for whatever reason. You know, they've sent offensive things, they're racist, or whatever it is that the reasons are. And these are legitimate market actions. These are things that people can and should do if they feel like there's somebody out there that they don't think, you know, should be in business. Make it hard for them to do business. Protest their business, whether it be standing outside with picket signs or whether it be calling local media to alert them to the bad behavior by that business, or in this case, contacting their business partners, in the case of PayPal or this alternative or Patreon, and let them know, hey, you've got somebody on your platform that maybe you don't want on your platform.
In the process, these platforms, whether it's YouTube or Facebook or PayPal or whomever it might be, make themselves less and less relevant as they disenfranchise more and more people. So at first it was WikiLeaks that PayPal decided, oh, we're just not going to send any money there. And then WikiLeaks began taking donations in cryptocurrencies.
In crypto.
And there's nothing that the government can do about it. Hillary Clinton, you know, whatever. I'll get you my putties. Like suddenly, you know, her whole plan, like the house falls on her and like there's nothing she can do about it.
Sure, yeah. Well, cryptocurrency is certainly a way.
This is what I was wondering. Is cryptocurrency a way that these guys can get around?
Sure.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call, Matthew. Cryptocurrency is a way around the old money banking system. There's no doubt about that. But the fact is, if you cut somebody out of PayPal, you cut somebody out of Patreon, you cut somebody out of credit card processing, you're doing significant damage to what they can potentially raise. At least at this point in the game, where not everybody has cryptocurrency, and not everybody's willing to jump through the hoops to get it. We're coming up.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.